Loyalist Township Council heard a presentation about two formal complaints alleging that Councillor Jake Ennis contravened the township's code of conduct while supporting the appeal of a recent ward boundary bylaw. The final integrity report found that Ennis did not contravene the code. In May 2025, Council enacted a bylaw to establish a new ward boundary configuration. The bylaw was then appealed to the Ontario Land Tribunal by a township resident, and in December 2025, the tribunal repealed the bylaw. Integrity Commissioner with Ayrton Burliss LLP, John Mascarin, explained the complaints.
There were two complaints that were filed on September the 17th and 18th. They were formal complaints filed under the Code of Conduct. Both complaints raised virtually identical allegations against the councillor. They asserted that he contravened two sections, sections 2.2 and section 4.1H of the code, by publicly opposing the bylaw and actively supporting the appeal to the Ontario Land Tribunal. Specifically, the complaints alleged that the councillor promoted fundraising efforts, including a GoFundMe campaign to finance the appeal of the bylaw before the tribunal. There were allegations that the councillor attempted to find a straw person to file the appeal, and that his wife led the fundraising efforts. The complainants asserted that the councillor member's conduct in doing all of these things demonstrated a lack of respect for council's decision-making process and amounted to a covert attempt to undermine a council decision that he did not support.
Ms. Guerin talked about their decision-making process.
We refer to the standard of proof. It's on a civil standard, which is a balance of probabilities. So it's not like a criminal standard where it's beyond a reasonable doubt. All we have to do is find that we believe that the member may be more likely than not have contravened the code, and we could find a contravention. In this case, we did not find that. We found that it was the opposite. Our review of the materials and the evidence appear to point to the member being entitled to do what he did without contravening the code.
Ms. Guerin talked about another case that influenced their decision.
One of the main reasons that we've made our determination is based on an Ontario Divisional Court decision in Jubenville versus Chatham-Kent. And that involved a decision of the municipality of Chatham-Kent, and Councillor Jubenville fighting against the decision and continuing to disagree with the decision afterwards. And that was brought before the Integrity Commissioner in Chatham-Kent. And the Integrity Commissioner made a determination on a provision that is very, very similar to the one that is at play in this matter. And in that case, the Integrity Commissioner felt that Councillor Jubenville's efforts to fight against the decision of council to seek an overturning of council's decision was wrong and unreasonable. And that went to court, and the court said the Integrity Commissioner's determination was itself unreasonable and overturned the decision.
Ms. Guerin explains why this case may be even stronger.
In this particular case, it's an even stronger indication because there is an as-of-right appeal to any person to be able to file an appeal. We believe that the determination in Jubenville aligns very, very closely to this particular instance. And in fact, this case may be even stronger because there is an as-of-right appeal to bring forward an appeal to the Ontario Land Tribunal from a ward boundary review bylaw.
Ms. Guerin detailed their final conclusion.
Our ultimate determination is that Councillor Innes did not breach the Code of Conduct section 4.1H, and that is our determination. We did not feel that he disrespected council's decision. He had a different view, and he attempted to use his rights at law to counter that, whether it was working with someone helping forward with the matter. Our conclusion is, on a balance of probabilities, we are not satisfied that Councillor Innes failed to respect council's decision-making process in accordance with the specific wording of the Code of Conduct. His conduct consisted solely of publicly expressing disagreement and supporting a lawful appeal process, and perhaps efforts to propagate a different view from council.
Innes speaks about the importance of the decision.
I think the commissioner's decision is an important one. It offers needed clarity on the code for members and for members of the public. I think the opportunity probably exists or may exist for loyalist staff and council at some point in the future to consider updating loyalist code of conduct to ensure that its language is clear and current in light of this decision and in comparison to the codes of other municipalities. I think it's worth noting that it's not just this complainant that had this notion that, you know, once council makes a decision, councillors are compelled to agree with it or remain silent. I can remember doing AMO, you know, introduction to being a councillor type training in my first year, and the instructor there referred to the same old notion. You know, even then, I didn't obviously agree with it, with the notion. For me, it was clear and is clear that I did not run for council to remain silent when I disagree with the majority of council. I ran for council to, in my view, represent the public interest. I think this decision and the related OLT or bylaw decision are two important positives for the advancement of democratic principles in Loyalist Township.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.